in the beginning of Parashas Vayechi, Yaakov tells Yosef, "Al na tikbereini b'Mitzrayim. Do not bury me in Egypt." He made a request, take me out of Egypt. So Rashi quotes from the Midrashim three different explanations about why he did not want to be buried in Egypt. The one explanation is, he quotes, that we all know, or maybe Yaakov knew Baruch HaKodesh, that now we know there were 10 plagues in Egypt. And one of the plagues was the Makkah of Kinim, was the plague of lice. And so Yaakov said, "I'll not take Brahim and Mitzrayim. If you bury me in Egypt, I don't want the Kinim, the lice, eating me up. And therefore, please don't bury me in Egypt." So, twofold. Number one, according to this answer, there's nothing inherent about him being buried somewhere else. In other words, it wasn't like he made a request to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. He just didn't want to be in Egypt, and a very pragmatic reason. In fact, it's a little difficult, or I don't know, difficult, but Rashi seems to, the Medrash Rashi quotes, seems to go against the Rambam. The Rambam in Peirush HaMishnayos, when he talks about the different makas, is that they all happened, that we know that makas happened to the Egyptians, not to the Jews. So why is Yaakov afraid that the Kinim are going to eat him? I thought they only applied to the Egyptians, not the Yidden. So the Rambam writes in Peirush HaMishnayos that Kinim was different. It happened on a much lower level. It happened to the Jews in Goshen, but it was a much lower level. And as Rav Nissen Alpert explained, Talmud Muvak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, one of my Rebbeim, he pointed out that what's the lesson? The lesson is because Kinim is a maka on the land. And you still have to remember, the message was, you still have to remember, even though you're in Eretz Goshen, and you started your yeshivas in the Jewish community, it's still not Eretz Yisrael, it's still not a Jewish homeland. You have to remember you're in Chutz Laaretz, and Chutz Laaretz is still Batame. So therefore, even though the makas generally didn't occur to the Jews, this is a maka on the land, not on the people per se. So therefore, it happened to the Jews also to a much lower extent, but it still happened. So it seems to be, it seems to fit in with the so that seems to be the pshat over here, that it still happened to the Jews, but to a lower extent, because we see Yaakov was afraid that the Kinim would attack him. Another explanation given is a more mystical explanation about Gilgal, that when Tchiyas HaMeisim is going to happen, the resurrection of the dead, so it's going to be the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are going to come alive. Or Tchiyas HaMeisim is going to happen in Eretz Yisrael, so I'm not sure how exactly it's going to happen. So all the Meisi Chutz Laaretz, they're going to be rolled to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe now they could go by plane, or by then maybe Elon Musk from Tesco will make some quick plane rides from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, whatever the case may be. And they're going to end up in Eretz Yisrael, and then they're going to get resurrected. So, and Rashi writes, it's a star Gilgal rolling around. It's very painful, whether it's physical, painful, mentally, whatever it means exactly. And therefore, that's why he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, to avoid the Tsar. And avoid the Tsar, and also to be of the Gilgal. And Egypt's not so far from Israel. The places are further. And the third explanation is that he was concerned that they're going to make an Avodah Zorah out of him. They'll make him into an idol worship. Like, what do you mean? Why was he concerned? He's been living in Egypt for a long time. Why is he concerned now and not later and not before? It's because we know, as we see from Jewish history, people, non-Jews, have a habit of taking a dead Jew and turning them into a god. So While he's alive, you can ask me, did I actually say that? Or I can tell you exactly what I said. But once I'm dead, it's hard to argue. So therefore, it's very easy to make an avodah zara out of someone who's dead. In fact, that's why we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know his burial place. That's what it says, Goyadis Moshe, and as the joke goes, that by Moshe Rabbeinu, we know he's dead, we just don't know where he's buried. So, and other people that we know where they're buried, we don't know if they're alive or not. But either way, they point out that Moshe Rabbeinu, why are we hiding the burial place? So the concern was that you're making avodah zara. We don't want to turn Moshe's kfur into the next Disneyland. People come, tourist attraction, and turn to avodah zara. Lahavdil elef abdolas. That's why when they captured Osama bin Laden, that's why they buried him in sea. Because they were concerned wherever they're going to put him, then the people are going to come and start worship that area. So, that's what they point out there. So, therefore, the three explanations of brought down, either why Al-Natik Bahraini be Mitzrayim, either because he didn't want to be attacked by the Kenim, the twilight, the Gilgal, he didn't want the pain of being rolled around, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, the pain to get there, so therefore saved the trip, and also that not to make an Avodah Zarah out of him. And as we know, it's already by the end of the parasha, Yosef died, and how come he doesn't tell his kids to bring him? Well, he makes them promise later on they'll take him out when we leave Egypt, but why didn't he go right away? So already we see, as we begin Parasha Shemos, that Yosef already was losing his power. When Yaakov was alive and Yosef was still in command, he had enough power to go ahead and get Yaakov out. But well, Yosef was waning, so therefore we see he didn't want to, he didn't think it was prudent. As we know, you know, whether it was a loyalty issue, like we find, I think there's a story with Rothschild that, I guess he was in France, he died, and the French government wanted him to be buried in France. He's a Frenchman and knew all this. So I think the story goes, there was some unregistered LL flight to Israel for different purposes. So I think they snuck him on one of the planes and he got back. So some people, you know, might feel the loyalty issue. Whatever the case was, it's clear that Yosef didn't want to be buried there, and he told his kids that he is going to take me out when you don't forget about taking out the Atmos Yosef later. But by Yaakov, he was able to. And as well, there's a further discussion as well. It's clear, the assumption is if Yaakov did it, it's a good thing. Yaakov was living in Mitzrayim, and he said he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. There's a major contemporary discussion today, whether you live in North America or anywhere else, should you be buried in Eretz Yisrael? If you lived in Eretz Yisrael, then obviously you'll be buried there. Is there an Indian of taking, an Indian of Kfura? So everyone basically is for Tzadikim, that because the issue is the body is an Avi Avos HaTuma. So you're bringing the highest level of Tuma into Eretz Yisrael. So by a Tzadik, everyone seems to agree that it's a go. For the Hamonan, that was a major debate even today. I think the Sitz Eliezer and others still, it seems to be a very prevalent custom today. People do it. And I think the Sitz Eliezer and others say, yeah, even if you can't live there, at least be buried there. And others say, Rav Henkin was very against it. And he was against it for pragmatic reasons. You only have a widow, she doesn't have a lot of money, it's very expensive to go ahead. We have many halachas that everyone gets buried in tachlichim. They shouldn't make any distinctions. So to spend so much money on a kfura, and then they'll take about money from the yisom and the kids, so therefore he was very against it for pragmatic reasons, and others as well. I think they quote Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. as well. There's another Indian also about where your kids are going to be. If all your kids are in Chutz Laaretz, so that gets into the Indian of visiting the Kever. So if you don't have them visiting the Kever, I guess it shouldn't be an issue. But those who go for visiting the Kever, I think the brother said he went once and he never came back. He went, his brother once picked him up, I think on the first yard site of his mother, and he came back the second. He said, I can't go anymore. It's too painful for me. I guess the Gra could sense the tomb in the cemetery. But we don't have that issue. But some have a min. Some people are more like briskers. I think they say, maybe it was Ezra Varen Soloveitchik. What is it? There's a discussion what it actually said on Rav Chaim's Kever. I think it said Ish Chesed, but I forget who it was. They said, I don't know what it says. I've never been there. Because Rav Chaim's still alive. I still learn his Sfarim. And there are Indian, some people don't go to a Kever. Especially among Hasidim, but I think it's the norm today. People go for a Yortzeit other times. So if you go, so then it's a big Indian, and that, like, you never, it's hard to go. And I know people who, I know the people who regret sending their family to, or their parents, father to Israel, because a lot of times they wanted to go to the Kever. And, you know, it's not easy to go to the Kever if it's thousands of miles away. So there's pragmatic and emotional issues. And as well, it seems to be the custom of many to do it, but it's not so clear, you know, it's not so clear. It's a discussion among the poskim on whether it's an appropriate practice. It seems to be at this point at least the accepted norm, even though I'm not sure, you know, which Gedolim, you know, or many Gedolim are against it in terms of that. So that's a question, a further question. Should you make that request of being buried in Eretz Yisrael if you yourself lived in Chutz Laaretz? So, but Yaakov did it, so everyone agrees. I'm not the man with Chaim and Yosef. If you're dealing with the Tzaddik, so then the assumption is then it doesn't seem to be an issue. But for the Hamonam, that seems to be a contemporary discussion among the poskim. And the more recent, we always, you didn't always have a choice, but more recently it's been very popular. I mean, not popular more than, more people still get buried in Chutz Laaretz, but a lot of people, there are many people who request burial in Eretz Yisrael. So if your family's there, that's more of an Indian. Assuming it's not a problem, like we assume, you have family there, but if you don't have anyone there, so it's more of an issue. Do we say what is better, to be close? Forget about Eretz Yisrael. Is it better to be close to the Kfura, so you could go and have, you know, or is it better the schus of being buried in Eretz Yisrael is better?